Last year, more than 100,000 gastric bypass operations were performed in the United States. That's weight reduction surgery. It's expensive. Most insurance plans don't cover it, and doctors are divided over its long-term success. Now, officials in Louisiana have launched a study to see if stomach stapling works and if it can actually save the state money. Susan Rosgen reports from member station WWNO.
When Louisiana's State Health Insurance Agency decided to do this study, a letter went out to state employees asking for 40 volunteers willing to go under the knife. Way more than 40 responded.
We sent out one notice. We received over 1,000 letters of interest from our plan members, so that we considered that pretty significant.
Kip Wall is the CEO of the Louisiana Office of Group Benefits, which provides health insurance for 260,000 state employees and their families. Wall says the state doesn't keep track of how many state employees are obese, but the state spends almost $100 million a year to treat obesity-related illnesses like diabetes and high blood pressure. And since state employees tend to stay in their jobs a long time, it's in the state's best interest to keep them healthy. Yet Wall says there's confusion in the insurance industry over whether gastric bypass surgery is the best way to control obesity. And there's concern about the risk. According to the Mayo Clinic, side effects can include nutritional deficiencies and the need for additional surgery.
We want to make an informed decision. If the surgery is effective, if it improves the health status of our members, if it is cost effective, then we want to include this as a benefit option.
And that's where Kara Sargent comes in. She's one of the 40 volunteers chosen to get the surgery. The volunteers were selected based on their weight and how much they might benefit from the surgery.
I walk into the room and I'm aware of the fact that I am the largest person in the room. And that's a very uncomfortable feeling. And what excites me so much about what's happening now is that I don't have to feel that way anymore.
Kara is 51 years old, 5'2", and just under 300 pounds. She started gaining weight after a childhood illness, and in the years since then, she's carried the weight of society's disdain.
I was standing at a bus stop one day here in New Orleans, and someone drove by and said, "You're so cute to be so fat." And, you know, my response is, "I can lose the weight. What are you going to do with all that ugly?" And so you learn to respond, but it's still a barb, and it's still a painful barb.
Besides the psychological wounds, Kara's weight has led to serious physical problems. Heart problems, sleep apnea, arthritis, back pain. And that's why she's part of this study. Each of the 40 gastric bypass surgeries will cost the state $25,000, $1 million in all. But Dr. Lewis Martin, the gastric bypass surgeon, says the state will save much more than that by cutting health care costs down the road.
Ultimately, because obesity interacts with so many other diseases, we think by treating the obesity effectively, that you will actually spend less money because there won't be treatments for hypertension, diabetes, and many of the other comorbidities.
In addition to the gastric bypass operations, the study will include another group of volunteers to see if counseling and diets can reduce obesity without surgery. But Kara says diets never worked for her, and on the day of her surgery, she wasn't nervous. She was ready for Dr. Martin to go to work.
"We're going to take good care of you, and you'll be skinny when you wake up."
"Oh, I wish. I wish it were that simple."
"So do I."
In the operating room, Kara's surgery is laparoscopic, performed with several small incisions instead of one long one. Through those incisions, Dr. Martin inserts the instruments he needs to pull other organs out of the way.
"Liver retractor."
And then uses titanium staples to seal off about two-thirds of Kara's stomach.
"So this is the point of no return. We're taking a stomach that's about a liter and a half and making it smaller than a shot glass."
The surgery took about an hour and a half, and Kara went home a couple days later. Initially, the recovery can be rough. Dr. Martin says most patients have what he calls buyer's remorse. They have trouble swallowing, they can't eat anything solid without getting sick, and most need psychological support and sometimes antidepressants to get through the first few weeks. For this study, Louisiana's 40 volunteers will be monitored for 5 years to see how they do in the surgery and if they lose weight and get healthier afterward. On average, the Mayo Clinic reports that gastric bypass patients lose at least half their excess weight. And if Kara can lose that much, there's something simple she'd like to do.
I want to be able to scratch the bottom of my foot. You know, when you're this heavy, you can't scratch the bottom of your foot very comfortably. So my desires range from real simple, basic everyday things to just going out there and doing something adventuresome.
1 month after the surgery, Kara had lost 30 pounds and said she felt great. She's been able to get off her high blood pressure medicine, and she no longer needs the pain pills she used to take for her sore back, saving the state some money already. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen in New Orleans.